Welcome to the Lit Flicks podcast. This is our first mini episode, which we are calling Lit Bits. So, welcome to episode one of Lit Bits. I'm Casey.
I'm Abby.
And tonight we're drinking whatever the fuck we want to.
Yes, finally. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
This podcast will, these episodes will also be explicit. However, we will do our best to avoid any and all spoilers.
Yes, I love this like series of whatever we're doing because we don't have to spoil everything.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too.
All right. And yeah, so tonight I am drinking a vodka cranberry.
I am drinking, okay, that's my favorite drink, let me tell you. Vodka cranberry.
That's all I have in the house.
Are they, I was wondering about this today, are those really called Cape Cods? Because somebody, when I first started drinking, told me that, and I don't know if it's true.
Oh, I have no idea.
But I don't know why you would ever go to a bar and order a Cape Cod. Why wouldn't you just
well,
order
that
a,
sounds stupid.
A vodka cranberry?
Right?
Anyway.
That just sounds dumb. Maybe there's something else in a Cape Cod.
Oh, that could be, yeah. Like something fancier.
Maybe if you're not cool enough.
I am drinking what I like to call a cheap champ.
What's that?
It's really, really cheap champagne, like the cheapest you can find with any kind of juice. Tonight's juice is cranberry pomegranate.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's leftover from Thanksgiving. So
nice.
It's basically a mimosa, but like a really trashy version.
Excellent. I'm all for that.
Yeah. It works really well because of the sugar. So like you can't fill your face within like 20 minutes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself drinking the entire bottle?
Oh, easily.
Of champagne. Okay.
Like when I have people over, I buy like at least a bottle per person.
Yeah, it's not worth it if you don't finish the bottle.
It's basically like a 20-ounce soda.
Exactly. Just like a 20-ounce soda.
That's all it is.
That your face goes numb by the end of it.
Yeah, it's the best $4.39 I've ever spent.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, it was this past Thursday, and I don't know why I do this to myself, but every single year, I don't eat all morning, and then I cook, and I eat so much that I can barely move, and I lay down on the couch and feel like I'm gonna die.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, just like Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, how do you do that? Because I eat all day long.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't gorge myself so much at dinner if I spaced it out. But no, I wait all day and I'm so hungry by the time we set the table that I'm just dying.
I think that's actually how you're supposed to do holidays. Like, I think you're doing it like the traditional way. Because I'm pretty sure back in the day you fasted and then you feasted.
Okay, well, that's what I do. And I overfeast.
But I... like throughout, like for breakfast, I bought monkey bread that you microwave because I didn't want to cook. And then I ate like an entire pack of salami.
Okay.
Over the course of the day.
I don't know if it's called monkey bread, but I love those orange rolls you buy. It's kind of like monkey bread, but it's with orange frosting.
Those are made by Rhodes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Different brand, but yeah, same idea. But
okay.
You know what's funny is you know these monkey breads are like super classy because on the back it says recommended method of cooking microwave. And then it's like conventional oven, alternative method.
You're like, really stepping it up when the microwave's the number one option.
It's the way to go on Thanksgiving morning.
Okay, so do we want to get into our listener emails? This will be the time that we read any wonderful or horrible emails you guys send to us.
I wanted to
ask. And this time we actually have one.
We do have one.
One whole email.
Okay, and it's from someone I know, but that's all right.
It still counts.
It still counts because it was addressed to us. So this is from, should I use an alternative name? I guess I should. We're going to call her A Simps.
Okay. Yeah, let us know if you don't want us to use your name.
Yeah, good idea. She says, during the last podcast, I kept a running tally of the F-bombs being flown by Abby. At my last count, With about 8 to 10 minutes left in the podcast, I had counted 35. My virgin ears, they just could not take anymore. Love you, sister, your faithful Litflix listener. So that episode is 61 minutes long. And so I calculated that's one fuck word every 1.7 minutes.
Do you want to add a few more for the running tally?
Fuck yes, I do.
What the fuck, Abby? Calm down with the fuck word.
Did we say that this show is explicit? I think maybe we forgot.
Yes, I did. Do you want to say it again? The show is explicit.
Really?
Do not. Well, I mean, yeah, don't listen with your kids.
It's really fucking explicit.
But once again, no spoilers in the lit bits.
Yeah, that's a plus. We've got
that's a huge plus.
Yeah, we've got that going for us on this one.
Okay, so I just saw the trailer for the new live-action Lion King today. Have you watched it?
I didn't even know it was out.
Yeah, I think it came out Friday.
Oh my God, I'm going to watch it immediately.
I think it's by the same people who did The Jungle Book, and it actually looks really good. I'm excited to see it.
You know, I really liked the live-action Jungle Book.
Like, I saw people on Twitter complaining that it's not live action because it's all like CGI.
It's a hybrid. That's fine.
I mean, it's not animated. So what else do you call it?
I mean, CGI is technically animation.
I know, but it's not like the traditional animation.
Right. Like nobody sat down with a sketch pad and drew it.
No, they did not.
But here's the other thing. Were those Twitter users considering all of us people who our parents, and maybe that movie didn't make us want to kill ourselves when we watched it?
I don't think anyone took that into consideration.
Because that's what I liked about it. I didn't want to die through the entire thing.
Yeah, if I have to watch Frozen one more time, I'm going to jump off a snowy capped mountain.
I just keep thinking
I would like to let that movie go.
No, you did not just say that. That was amazing. That was fantastic, and it made my night.
Thank you very much. I will be here every Sunday.
I'm her representation. If you want to get in touch with her for bookings, contact Abby.
Yeah, I only work Sundays, 9 p.m. on.
And alcohol must be included.
That is so true.
Yeah.
You can pay me with vodka. So the other thing I was going to talk to you about, things I have been watching this week.
I have some of those.
Ooh, do you? Do you want to go first?
I mean, I can. So I mentioned on our I Am Legend episode that I had been watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched 10 minutes and turned it off. I watched just past the point you told me about, which was Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, which I...
And then I turned it off.
Yeah. Okay. So I was so excited about it. Like, so excited about it. But I ended up fucking hating it. And I gave up.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I was really bummed. The acting was okay. The set design and costuming were amazing. They were beautiful. Like, I felt like I walked into a ModCloth commercial, which was really great. I love ModCloth. But I could not get into any of the storylines or attach to any of the characters. And
that
it just
sucks.
Yeah, it just really felt like something that belonged on ABC Family. Like, I felt way too old to be watching it. And I kept thinking, man, I must be close to the end of this. And then I realized I was only on episode 4.
Oh, no. How many episodes are there?
I think there's like 10 or 12.
Oh, no.
And so I threw in the towel. And one thing I really ended up like hating, which I was surprised about, was the references to old horror movies. I thought I would love that, but it was so ham-fisted that I fucking hated it.
That sucks.
Yeah, I think... because people reacted so strongly to the feeling of nostalgia they got from Stranger Things.
Oh, I love Stranger Things.
I know. I think a lot of shows think they can just rely on those attachments. But if they aren't done right or if they're done too much, it can end up feeling really cheap, which is what happened with Sabrina.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was super bummed.
Does it also kind of piss you off now that you watched it and didn't finish it? It'll forever be on the continue watching.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I hate that. Why can't you get rid of those?
Especially because I could almost finish watching it just for the outfits.
Okay.
But it's a waste of time. I have other stuff to do.
That sucks.
Yeah. I have one other thing I watched, but you should go next.
Okay, so this week, or maybe it was last week. Anyway, we watched The Meg with Jason Statham.
I love that movie.
Which I feel like he is in every movie that men love.
Oh, that's 100% accurate.
And I went into this movie thinking it was going to be Jaws on crack, and it was hilarious. I don't know if it's supposed to be a comedy, but I laughed through almost the whole thing.
I mean, considering that guy that plays Dwight Schrute is in it, I think it is supposed to be pretty comical. What's his name?
Rainn Wilson.
Thank you.
Okay, I thought it was just so funny. Like, I appreciated how hilarious it is. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, it is based on a series of novels.
Oh my God.
I know.
We're going to have to read it.
There's a whole series.
Well, so is the book based?
It's like book one.
Oh, that's perfect.
But there's like more books.
So you're telling me we could basically have a Shark Week on the Litflix podcast?
Oh my gosh, that would be the greatest thing ever. We could do Jaws and the Meg.
In 1 month.
It might be amazing.
Shark Month.
Shark Month.
It's got teeth. Oh my God. That's so exciting.
So that you can just put that in the back of your mind for future reference.
It's in the vault. Today, I watched the first episode of Dirty John.
Oh, I keep meaning to listen to that podcast and I haven't.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you had listened to it. It's a really, really good podcast, obviously, because the best podcasts get turned into TV shows, apparently. So in case you don't know, it's really interesting. It's about a wealthy Southern California woman named Deborah Newell, who married this dude she met online after like 8 weeks.
That seems like good choices.
Well, I mean, you're lonely, you're rich, you live in Orange County. What else are you going to do with your time?
I mean, you're asking to be an episode of Dateline.
You really are. He basically turned out to be a total fraud and some crazy shit goes down after that. I know, are you
shocked?
Okay,
we said no spoilers.
Sorry. Well, I mean, that's not even the craziest shit that happened.
I was kidding.
I know you are, but anyway, I won't spoil it because that's not even the craziest thing that happens. Bravo turned it into a limited series with Connie Britton and Eric Bana.
That seems like a great duo.
They are hot as fuck. Both of them.
I love her a lot.
I wish I even looked half as good as she did at my current age, let alone her age.
I mean, you've got the hair for it.
I mean, I do. You're right. I won't lie. But I wish I could watch the whole series like right now because the acting is really good. They really capture how fucking ridiculous those people in Orange County are. Like, their accents are on point and there's some killer SoCal fashion in the show. So everybody has like a French manicure and big old wedges.
Ooh, I really want to watch it.
Yeah, it's a serious Orange County look.
Should I listen to the podcast before I watch the show?
Yeah, definitely. Because okay. They're badass women. They just can really come off as stupid because of like the aesthetic mm-hmm. and how they talk.
Okay.
So you need to listen to the whole thing because some really crazy shit goes down.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm excited to see the rest of it.
Sweet. I'll put that in my next podcast listens as well.
Okay, cool. I don't think it's that long. I think it's only like 6 episodes, I want to say.
Okay, I can easily finish that in a day.
Easily. And then they're only like half an hour long. So
sweet.
Yeah, I might listen to it again just for fun.
Nice. Okay, so in my head when I was typing this out, like, oh, what am I going to talk about? I was going to talk to you about Outlaw King and the Little Drummer Girl, which is now streaming on AMC.
Ooh.
And it's based on a book as well by the same name. It's an amazing spy thriller. It takes place in the 70s. However, okay, yeah, it's great. However, I want to talk to you about my new obsession, and that is Florence Pugh. And her last name is spelled P-U-G-H. I looked it up. She says Pugh, like Hugh with a P.
Okay. Wait, who is this person?
Okay. So you might not know who she is, but Like, you definitely will. She is going to be in Fighting With My Family along with Dwayne Johnson and Lita Headey.
Oh, what's her face from Game of Thrones?
Yes, she's going to be in Midsommar, which is a sequel to Hereditary.
There's a sequel to Hereditary?
Yeah, and she's playing Amy March in Greta Gerwig's new Little Women that's coming out next Christmas.
My head is about to explode.
Okay, so she's only 22 years old, and she is incredible. She shares the screen with these amazing, well-established men, like Outlaw King. She plays Chris Pine's wife in that.
Oh, that's who she is. She's gorgeous.
And then in The Little Drummer Girl, she shares the screen with Michael Shannon and Alexander Skarsgård. And the most amazing thing is, like, she commands the screen. You look at her and she is incredible. She's such a great actress. And in The Little Drummer Girl, she wears this amazing plunging yellow 70s maxi dress. And seriously, anybody else would look like a big fucking Big Bird. And she is amazing.
Okay, I am so excited about this Little Drummer Girl thing because I don't know if you know this about me, but the 70s is my favorite decade.
Okay, it's an amazing show, and I'm not going to give anything away. You should watch it. Like, the cinematography, everything in it is great.
Okay, I'm going to watch it as soon as we're done.
It's a really, yeah, I think they're, so AMC released two parts at a time, so there's three parts, but it's like six episodes.
So it's like a mini series, kind of?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a limited series. I think it was originally on the BBC. I think they did it in the same line as The Night Manager.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Anyway, it's fantastic and you should watch it. I think you'll love it.
Can I watch it? Like, is it streaming on, is it like on Hulu or anything? Or does it have to be through like your cable provider?
I think it's through your cable provider. It's on the AMC app. I don't know if you can, because I know you can sign up for their premium. It's like $4.99 or something.
Okay.
But I don't know if you still need a cable subscription.
Okay. You'll give me your login and then I'll watch it.
I have my mom's.
You'll give me her login and then I'll watch it.
It's really incredible.
I need a new 70s show because I have no idea when Mindhunter season 2 is coming out. And I like need my 70s fix. So,
like, I wish we were doing series for the podcast.
Me too.
Because I want to do this so bad. It's incredible. And yeah, everyone should watch it. And so Florence Pugh. Like I said, you might not know her now, but you will. And she's been in other things, too. She was in Lady Macbeth. She was in Commuter.
I can't believe she's only 22.
She's incredible.
She reads as, like, way more mature than that. I can't even believe it. When I was 22, you could barely get me out of bed.
Just the way she, like, you really do watch her with these very talented men, and it does not take anything away from her.
That's awesome. I'm really excited for this woman and everything she's offering.
Yeah, I can't wait to see everything she does. And I really, really want to see that new Little Women because the 90s one has such a place in my heart. And we're doing an episode on that soon.
Yeah.
So I think we should do a follow-up with the next film.
That's a good idea. Did you say she's going to be Amy?
Yeah. In an interview I was reading with her, she's like, everybody wants to play the tomboy Joe, but I want to play Amy. I think I'm a little bit like her.
Aw.
So
how is she young enough to play Amy?
The older version of Amy.
Oh, okay.
Not like the super little girl, but you know, when Amy comes back after she's been with Aunt March.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I like it.
So check her out because I'm obsessed with her right now.
Cool. I'm excited.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Me too. I don't have time for anything else. So that's good.
Great. So our next episode will be out next Sunday. It's Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro. And we would love to hear from you. You can find us on our website at www.thelitflixpodcast.com. You can email us at thelitflixpodcast@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Goodreads. Please rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we would also really love it if you would tell your friends and family about us. Spread the word. Everyone loves books.
Yeah, and read with us because that's why we started this, so we wouldn't be alone.
So we're not losers having a two-person book club.
Yeah, who the fuck does that? All right.
All right. Until next time.
Cheers.